Welcome back, Comics Comics listeners. We are here with Rachel Masalamani, who draws RPM Comics. She is a... Are you a native Pittsburgher?
I'm not. I've lived in Pittsburgh for about 5 years. I'm from New Jersey originally, and I've lived all over the country.
And your comic, RPM Comics, is something I picked up at Copacetic Comics. Bill Boychel was very interested in promoting your work, and he mentioned to me that you worked at a local library.
I do. I work out at the Penn State branch campus in McKeesport, and I've also worked for the public library system here and at the University of Pittsburgh. I really, really love the libraries here. They're actually really supportive of comics, too, so it's a great environment.
Do you, were there things in the collection when you arrived at the library you're at now that you were surprised there were comics, or were you bringing some comics in?
Well, I was really impressed with the public library just when I moved here to Pittsburgh. I've never been to a public library that has that good of a comics collection. It's kind of great because it can be overwhelming and you want to kind of test comics out, and sometimes you feel like you've got to buy first. The nice thing about libraries is you can test out, find what you like, and then go out and buy it later. So,
how did you get interested in comics?
I got interested in comics when I was in college, and actually a friend of mine had taken a comics class, and he was moving out of town and giving me his furniture and stuff, and he had a pile of books that he didn't want, and one of them was Scott McCloud's Understanding Comics, and I picked it up along with his easy chair and brought it back to my apartment, and I read it, and I thought, I love storytelling, I love drawing, and it never occurred to me to try to draw and tell stories together in one form, and because I really grew up not really reading comics. I read Sunday comics in the newspaper, but I didn't really read comic books, and so I thought I'd give it a shot, and it turns out to be really, it's a really challenging art form. I mean, you try to figure out what you can convey with just pictures, what you can convey only with words, and it's always challenging, and I feel like it's a field that, you know, we haven't really explored the limits of.
Oh, absolutely. And then do you feel, as someone who who's, you know, works in a library and sees all kinds of different things, that this is a young form, that there's, you know, like a lot of, you know, maybe a lot of people who come into the library or just the general public aren't very familiar with comics? And I mean, I know that's an easy, it's a softball question. Like, of course, comics can be for everybody, but do you see that changing in the last couple of years that you've, you know, been here?
Yeah, I think more and more people are aware that there are different kinds of comics out there. There is still kind of a confusion. Like when people say comics, they think it's a genre, not a form, you know? And I still see that happening. I mean, less so, like I started out about 10 years ago, and I would say I got a lot more people saying, like, so you're a woman and you draw comics. How is that even possible? Like, it's not even a natural combination. And I do still occasionally get that kind of thing, but it's really so much less. Yeah. Now, I mean, people are much more open.
Definitely. Comics is definitely a boys' club, but in alternative comics, I find that changing a lot. And I just, even some of the exhibitors here at this show, there's more women cartoonists than I was. I was surprised to see how many women cartoonists were setting up here. So I think that's a positive sign. But can you walk people at home through your work and what you're doing and what where we can find you on the web or anything, or what's going on? Or
right. Well, yeah, just to actually bounce off what you were saying about women, I mean, a lot of my stories are about women and girls. They're kind of coming-of-age stories. I'm also really interested in, I think you could characterize my comics as feminist, and I've definitely been having a lot of really great conversations with women at the con here, too. And my most recent comic that I have here is this mini. It's called Las Cuerpas, and it's about the femicides, the murders of women in Juarez, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, which is a border town right across the river from El Paso. And it's kind of amusing on an overwhelming problem in border town culture, but it's also kind of about how people objectify women. And I know that sounds really heavy, but I think it kind of, through narrative and through comics, people, I think, get to think about these sorts of issues in different ways. So
tell me about some of the conversations that you've had at this show. I mean, I think it's really interesting that you said that you've had conversations with women here at the show. Are they kind of surprised to see you here? Or?
Well, not everyone's surprised, but I think, there's a strong group of, like, kind of alternative press people, zinesters and things like that, and a lot of them are, you know, using small press publications as a way to talk politics, get their issues out there, and so I think they're kind of interested in the sorts of comics that I'm doing. And I don't know. I mean, it's been a really cool mix of people here. It's pretty exciting.
I mean, tell us more about your work. I think that's really interesting to, you know, like the form itself of comics might be a way to talk about some of these possibly difficult issues. Can you just, you know...
Yeah, well, I'd say people kind of put their guard down when they read comics in some ways. Like, I mean, it's kind of an unparalleled form for propaganda, actually, because of that. I mean, people see a comic from even from far away, and they get geared up. They know they're going to get a story, and they're excited by that. And I think, you know, people are more open to getting a message sometimes in this form. And that's true with Los Corpus when I have an idea that it's political, but it's also true just for getting people to kind of change their point of view on something or look at something in a different way. And that's what.
And is Los Corpus like an ongoing series? You said it's like an where you can put your ideas.
Well, I haven't really fully fleshed it out yet, and that's actually been kind of cool to talk about it with people here. I'm not sure where I'm going with it exactly. It's just, this is a real thing that's happening right now, and it's an overwhelming problem, and I'm kind of trying to work through it with folklore and storytelling, which is, you know, something that comics are great for. But
and then tell us a little bit more about RPM Comics.
Sure. Well, I started RPM Comics about 10 years ago. I got a grant from the Zarek Foundation that really started me out. And it's a mix of kind of short stories, sort of a magic realism angle, stories about women and girls. And it's sort of a grab bag for me. It's called RPM because those are my initials. It's, you know, anything that I want to do and get out there, I've been doing. So some of it's semi-autobiographical, but most of it's just... fantasy, really.
And where could, curious listeners, where could they find that? Copacetic Comics?
You could definitely get it at Copacetic. That's the main place to get it in town. And anything that I'm putting out will definitely be at Copacetic.
And do you have a live journal or anything?
I have, you can always contact me via email if you're interested in knowing what I'm up to. Best place is rpm77@lycos.com.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Thanks for visiting with us today.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Bye.